Coach's Insight programs here on KR 93.7 FM. We are off and running, getting set for the end of the regular season and some state basketball tournaments beginning next week. Atchison Phoenix is the topic. We're joined now by the girls' basketball coach. That is Nick Rebant, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, let's dive into it. You know, the regular season is complete and kind of an odd way to end it. A forfeit victory. KC Washington was supposed to be the last opponent for a home game on Tuesday night. Didn't unfortunately work out. So still able to honor the seniors, of course, with it supposed to be senior night. Still able to honor those seniors. So that's obviously a nice kind of thing to do at the end of the year still. But before we kind of dive into the regular season and thoughts there as a whole, just, you know, down the stretch here, you know, you lose to LeBec County and then get that forfeit win against Washington. You know, how are we feeling as we sit here at this point getting ready for Substate next week?
You know, we're feeling pretty good. We kind of learned from the LeBec game things that we need to work on, taking care of the basketball against pressure. I know we're going to see pressure from teams, so it's given us an opportunity to have some extra practice time and work on things we need to work on to get prepared for Substate.
You know, the Metal-Arc Conference, as you look at it here in 23 and 24, some things kind of got switched around, so you play two less games, but you win 7 of your 9 league games. Highland Park was certainly a challenge. You split with them, and, you know, you sit here with 10 wins and 8 losses. How do we feel, you know, the season went, this 23-24 season, from what you lost last year, what you brought back? Do you feel like, for the most part, in grading this regular season, how would that look like?
B+. There were some games that we lost that we shouldn't have, but there were some games we went out where people didn't think we would win, and we did. And that's just basketball. You know how that goes over the course of the season. You're going to have games where the ball just doesn't go in, it doesn't go your way, and then some nights you're hot. And that was just kind of how our season went. It was hot and cold. But these girls came out and they battled hard. They believed in what we were doing. And, you know, to my seniors, I'm going to miss them. Successful seasons for them and just successful career for us as Atchison, as girls basketball.
Still not quite sure as far as how the seedings and things are going to line up and finalize for Class 4A East as far as Substate next week. But nonetheless, again, 10-8, you look at how the season broke down. You know, I think most coaches going into a season have an idea. Every individual player, it's like, okay, she's going to be our go-to. She's going to be one that I would like to improve from the season before, you know. Maybe not sure on one or the other or something like that. You have expectations maybe in the back of your mind what you expect from each and every player on your roster. You know, how did that kind of adjust for you? Do you feel like some girls maybe exceeded expectations? Are there girls that maybe stood out to you, improved down the stretch? Give us a few names that you like throughout the course of the year.
Sure. Well, it definitely starts with Presley. Just, you know, we knew that we were going to have to put the load on her offensively, ball handling wise. And she took it and ran with it and just did a lot of wonderful things for us. I mean, teams, you know, when you're the player on a team, teams come and game plan for you. And she was able just to get on those game plans and still go out and play her game. Another one that stepped up for us this year was Majay Stoves, who's a junior. She came out and scored well for us. That's something that we didn't expect. But she just got better at putting the ball in the basket. So that was a pleasant surprise. And then Tyera Hayward, our senior center, just her defensive presence, steals, blocks, being all over the place, rebounds, did some really good things for us. So we definitely had some girls come out and exceed expectations.
Well, let's talk about Substate again. We don't quite know yet for sure. You know, you and I were talking about a little bit before we jumped on here, just kind of how the situation looked right now. You guys are right in that middle portion of 4A East where you're like on the cusp of potentially hosting at least that first round game or maybe still having to go on the road. You mentioned maybe it's likely you go to Independence, who had gotten a win recently. You're kind of surrounded by Southeast Kansas League teams. Parsons right behind you, Coffeyville right behind them. Independence is right in front of you, and they're tied with Baldwin. Again, not really knowing at least yet to this point, how do you feel like things match up for you regardless of where you go or if you're home or who you're playing against in Substate next week?
You know, I like our chances. I do. Like I said, with, you know, losing these games is unfortunate, but it also gives us an opportunity to practice a little bit more, start preparing for what we might see, getting some film and getting game plans ready. And I would take these girls anywhere and battle anybody. So I kind of like our chances.
So we'll certainly see. We'll know in a matter of days just kind of how that lines up. But again, you're kind of thinking maybe it's possible you go to Independence. Maybe not 100% sure yet, but you're just right on that cusp. So we'll certainly see, you know, how things shake out here in the next few days. But we appreciate it as always. Atchison girls basketball coach, that is Nick Rebant, joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, regardless how it lines up, we appreciate it. Good luck here starting next week, of course. And we'll talk to you one more time next week before that all gets going.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Thanks, Brandon.